Episode 5 of Macbeth by William Shakespeare, performed by members of Suitcase Theatre Company in Abergavenny, Wales. This episode is entitled To Be Thus Is Nothing. Ross meets an old man, and they discuss the ways in which nature has been disturbed by the murder of King Duncan. Macduff informs them that Macbeth is to be crowned king. Macbeth plans to murder Banquo and his son Fleance, and persuades two murderers to kill them.
Three score and ten I can remember well, within the volume of which time I have seen hours dreadful and things strange. But this sore knight hath trifled former knowings.
Ah, good father, thou seest the heavens as troubled with man's act, threatens his bloody stage. By the clock 'tis day, and yet dark night strangles the travelling lamp. Is it night's predominance, or the day's shame, that darkness does the face of earth entomb when living light should kiss it?
'Tis unnatural, even like the deed that's done. On Tuesday last, a falcon, towering in her pride of place, was by a mousing owl hawked at and killed.
And Duncan's horses, that are a thing most strange and certain. Beauteous and swift, the minions of their race, turned wild in nature, broke their stalls, flung out, contending against obedience, as they would make war with mankind.
'Tis said they ate each other.
They did so, to the amazement of mine eyes that looked upon it. Here comes the good Macduff. How goes the world, sir, now?
Why, see you not?
Is't known who did this more than bloody deed?
Those that Macbeth hath slain.
Alas, the day! What good could they pretend?
They were suborned. Malcolm and Donalbain, the king's two sons, are stolen away and fled, which puts upon them suspicion of the deed.
Gainst nature still. Thriftless ambition that will ravin up thine own life's means. Then 'tis most like the sovereignty will fall upon Macbeth.
He is already named and gone to Scone to be invested.
Where is Duncan's body?
Carried to Columbkeel, sacred storehouse of his predecessors and guardian of their bones.
Will you to Scone?
No, cousin. I'll to Fife.
Well, I will thither.
Well, may you see things well down there. Adieu. Lest our old robes sit easier than our new.
Farewell, father.
God's benison go with you, and with those that would make good of bad and friends of foes.
Thou hast it now. King, Cawdor, Glamis. All as the weird women promised. And I fear thou playedst most foully for it. Yet it was said it should not stand in thy posterity, but that myself should be the root and father of many kings. If there come truth from them, as upon thee, Macbeth, their speeches shine, why, by the verities on thee made good, may they not be my oracles as well, and set me up in hope? No more.
Here's our chief guest.
If he had been forgotten, it had been as a gap in our great feast, an all thing unbecoming.
Tonight we hold a solemn supper, sir, and I'll request your presence.
Let your highness command upon me, to the which my duties are with a most indissoluble tie for ever knit.
Ride you this afternoon?
Aye, my good lord.
We should have else desired your good advice, which still hath been both grave and prosperous in this day's council. But we'll take tomorrow. Is't far you ride?
As far, my lord, as will fill up the time twixt this and supper. Go not my horse the better. I must become a borrower of the night for a dark hour or twain.
Fail not our feast.
My lord, I will not.
We here, our bloody cousins, are bestowed in England and in Ireland, not confessing their cruel parricide, filling their hearers with strange invention. But of that tomorrow, when therewithal we shall have cause of state craving us jointly. Hie you to horse. Adieu. Till you return at night. Goes Fleance with you?
Aye, my good lord. Our time does call upon us.
I wish your horses swift and sure of foot, and so I do commend you to their backs. Farewell. Let every man be master of his time till 7 at night. To make society the sweeter welcome, we will keep ourselves the supper time alone. Well then, God be with you. Sirrah, a word with you. Attend those men, our pleasure.
They are, my lord, without the palace gate.
Bring them before us.
To be thus is nothing, but to be safely thus. Our fears in Banquo stick deep, and in his royalty of nature reigns that which would be feared. 'Tis much he dares, and to that dauntless temper of his mind he hath a wisdom that doth guide his valour to act in safety. There is none but he whose being I do fear, and under him my genius is rebuked, as it is said Mark Antony's was by Caesar. He chid the sisters when first they put the name of king upon me, and bade them speak to him. Then, prophet-like, they hailed him father to a line of kings. Upon my head they placed a fruitless crown and put a barren sceptre in my grip, thence to be wrenched with an unlineal hand, no son of mine succeeding, if to be so. For Banquo's issue have I filed my mind. For them, the gracious Duncan, have I murdered, put rancours in the vessel of my peace only for them, and mine eternal jewel given to the common enemy of man to make them kings, the seeds of Banquo kings. Rather than so. Come, fate into the list, and champion me to the utterance. Who's there? Now, go to the door and stay there till we call. Was it not yesterday we spoke together?
It was, so please your highness.
Well then, now, have you considered of my speeches? Know that it was he in the times past which held you so under fortune, which you thought had been our innocent self. This I made good to you in our last conference, passed in probation with you, how you were borne in hand, how crossed the instruments who wrought with them, and all things else that might to half a soul and to a notion craze say, thus did Banquo.
You made it known to us.
I did so, and went further, which is now our point of second meeting. Do you find your patience so predominant in your nature that you can let this go? Are you so gospeled to pray for this good man and for his issue, whose heavy hand hath bowed you to the grave and beggared yours forever?
We are men, my liege.
Aye, in the catalogue ye go for men, as hounds and greyhounds, mongrels, spaniels, curs, shufts, water rugs, and demi-wolves are clept all by the name of dogs. The valued file distinguishes the swift, the slow, the subtle, the housekeeper, the hunter, every one according to the gift which bounteous nature hath in him closed. whereby he does receive particular addition from the bill that writes them all alike, and so of men. Now, if you have a station in the file, not in the worst rank of manhood, say it, and I will put that business in your bosoms, whose execution takes your enemy off, grapples you to the heart and love of us, who wear our health but sickly in his life, which in his death were perfect.
I am one, my liege, who the vile blows and buffets of the world have so incensed that I am reckless what I do to spite the world.
And I another, so weary with disasters, tugged with fortune, that I would set my life on any chance to mend it or be rid on it.
Both of you know Banquo was your enemy.
True, my lord.
So is he mine. And in such bloody distance that every minute of his being thrusts against my nearest of life. And though I could, with barefaced power, sweep him from my sight and bid my will avouch it, yet I must not, for certain friends that are both his and mine, whose loves I may not drop, but wail his fall, who I myself struck down. And thence it is that I to your assistance do make love, masking the business from the common eye for sundry weighty reasons.
We shall, my lord, perform what you command us.
Though our lives...
Your spirits shine through you. Within this hour at most, I would advise you where to plant yourselves, acquaint you with the perfect spire of the time, the moment on't. For it must be done tonight, and something from the palace always... thought that I require a clearness, and with him to leave no rubs nor botches in the work. Fleance, his son, that keeps him company, whose absence is no less material to me than his father's, must embrace the fate of that dark hour. Resolve yourselves apart. I'll come to you anon.
We are resolved, my lord.
I'll call upon you straight. Abide within. It is concluded. Banquo, thy soul's flight, if it find heaven, must find it out tonight.
In this episode of William Shakespeare's Macbeth, the old man was played by John Geraghty, Ross was played by David Whitney, and Macduff by Dave Simcock. Banquo was played by Rob Jenkins, John Lovett was Macbeth, and the part of Lady Macbeth was played by Jackie Danielle. Steve Hart played the servant, John Geraghty played the first murderer, and William Gilbert the second murderer. The play was directed by William Gilbert.